Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another special edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire, coming to you live from our hotel room at CPAC. CPAC hasn't officially started yet. People are signing in today, so we don't have any room available on Media Row yet. They haven't completely set it up. So we are live today in our hotel room. Tomorrow, we will hopefully have a little bit more of a professional atmosphere.
Yeah, we will. Hopefully. I keep hearing me in my ears. I don't know how that...
Yeah, Mr. Producer, don't feed Joe back to his ear. So we're here in Florida. Ms. Producer Josh is in Denver. We have three laptops, a mixer, a lamp without the lampshade on. We are trying to put this all together to keep it running today.
Joe, get in your mic more. Good to both see you guys today. I'm just testing if you can hear me, but Joe, make sure you get in your mic because I can't send Max messages. Max, tell him why.
I can't send me messages, Joe, because I've been banned on Facebook. So the form of communication that me and Josh use to run the show, we can no longer do it. I've been banned on Facebook because in 2015, I posted a picture of an ISIS mass grave and blamed Obama and Obama policies for it. And Facebook has suspended me for 3 days, saying that I glorified violence and I glorified genocide. So, yeah, and they don't have any ability for me to for me to challenge it, for me to appeal it. So
it's back from 2015.
Yeah, 2015, or at the very latest 2016. I wouldn't have posted something like that after Donald Trump won. It would have had to have been before the 2016 election. So I can't. This is really all hodgepodge together. Joe has to leave halfway through the podcast, so we're going to try and get all into all of it because we didn't have a podcast yesterday because we were traveling. Today, though, of all the days not to do a podcast, it has to be when Joe Biden mumbles over his words and accidentally says the N-word. Like, of all the days for us not to have a podcast, that's the one that we missed.
There's so many things that are just coming. Josh, I keep hearing myself in my ears, and I'm hearing Max. So if we can do something to take that down, I'd really appreciate it.
Matt, Joe, I'm furiously trying to do that. Make sure your mic is up, because I don't have enough of Joe right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So you gotta keep it close to your mouth. Yeah, we're singing karaoke today. We're singing karaoke. Just like how we're holding the mics. So Joe Biden was giving a speech before a group in Munich. He didn't actually go to Munich. He just kind of recorded it and sent it. So the idea that they recorded this and still sent it, even with him saying the N-word, pretty shocking. So we're going to play it, and then we're going to play what it looks like when YouTube has their algorithms look at the language and add their own closed captions. So to anyone who hasn't seen this before, Ms. Brewster, go ahead and play cut number one.
Gone together is broad and complex. I'm eager to hear. Eager to hear next from my good friends. And I was.
Ooh.
Here's the problem: is that when you start to lose your mind, Josh, if you actually just mute, by the way, in there, I keep hearing everything in my ear.
And it's, yeah, I don't have you at all, Joe.
Getting ready to pull my earbuds out.
You probably. I understand that. Max, is Joe's mic all the way up because I have zero audio coming from him? Is his mic on?
Did you turn it off? Yeah, his mic's on.
Because we are just getting the worst kind of audio from that setup. And we tested this just a little while ago.
We tested this for hours today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're getting Joe speak.
So as Max talks, I can hear Max.
Yes, you can.
And then I can hear me. Can you hear it too or no?
No.
I'm trying to work on your feed.
So he's giving this speech and he accidentally uses the N-word. Let's play it again. Just he meant to say eager to hear, but for whatever reason, he slurred his words and ended up producing a racial slur. I think probably the first president in history ever to slur his words and accidentally use a racial slur. Let's go ahead and play cut number one again in case anyone didn't hear it the first time.
On together is broad and complex. And I'm eager to hear nigger to hear next from my good friends. And I was
he didn't mean to say it. Very obvious. It would be, there's no context whatsoever. There's no context whatsoever. Joe has thrown his earbuds off in protest. He has now signed off of the link that he was using. Just in case anyone thinks that this is just us hearing it and we're hearing things, this is what it looks like on YouTube right now, because YouTube has a system where their artificial intelligence listens to it, and then in real time gives you closed captioning so that people who are hard of hearing or people who want to watch videos with the lights off, they can see what's going on. This is what it looks like on YouTube, and pay attention to the closed captioning. Ms. Producer, play cut number two.
On together is broad and complex. And I'm eager to hear nigger to hear next from my good friends. And I was,
this is just unbelievable. I mean, the thing for me is why do we find ourselves in the position where we already know that you're going to hear other things that he actually says that are just as bad as that. Well, not just as bad.
That's as bad as it gets.
But you can see that he has complete mental decline. There's nothing there. And it's something we've been talking about for the last, 9 months, 10 months?
Yeah.
That there was nothing upstairs. They have propped this guy up. Now you have congressional Democrats that are saying, hey, we need to take away the ability for him to, sign off on a nuclear war. Really? Now? You knew this was a problem 9 months ago. So everything that we're seeing right now is just manifested through the fact that we knew he was in a mental decline before.
Yeah.
Guys, listen to me. This is the guy that got 81 million votes.
Yeah.
I want to point that out. Couldn't get six people in a room to fill circles. Couldn't do that. But he got 81 million votes.
Yeah, 81 million votes.
So, we're back on YouTube.
Yeah, we're back on YouTube. So
I have to be more careful about what I say, I think.
We're back on YouTube, and we're starting our new stint on YouTube by playing a video of the President of the United States dropping the N-bomb. So we'll see how long we last on YouTube. But in our defense, YouTube cannot claim that we are making this up. We cannot be fact-checked. We cannot be accused of taking things out of context, because as you just saw from that clip, the artificial intelligence program has determined that we are hearing things correctly. Mr. Producer, put up image number one. This is the still grab. Just turn that off, Joe. I'm eager to hear. I'm not even going to say the word, because there's no way to say the word and not be taken out of context later. Just in case anyone has bad eyesight.
Those words don't.
Put up image two. Image two. We zoom in for you, just in case you can't see that at the bottom of your screen. That is what the closed captioning on YouTube
in my life
found.
I've never said that word.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to say it. And Joe Biden was giving a speech before, I believe it's the Munich Security Conference, and that's what he dropped. And that's why I call him the potatoes. He's not POTUS. He's the potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. He has a potato for a brain. Anyone who goes before some kind of political assembly and accidentally drops the N-word. I mean, we've been talking about it on the show for a while, the signs of mental decline, the clear signs of mental decline, slurring your words, and the fact that that slur came out. It's pretty obvious at this point. But it's not the only thing that Joe Biden said over the past couple of days that have been just ridiculous. Let's play this next clip, Mr. Producer. Play cut number three.
Each day, I receive a small card in my pocket that I carry with me in my schedule. It shows the number of Americans who have been infected by or died from COVID-19. Today, we mark a truly grim, heartbreaking milestone. 500,071 dead. That's more Americans who've died in 1 year in this pandemic than in World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined.
Vietnam War combined. That's a lie.
Which is not true.
Not true at all.
Yeah.
You add in Vietnam, you add in World War I and World War II. I believe we were looking at it. It's 56,000 more deaths than we have COVID deaths just for those two wars. And then you add in Vietnam, which is just over 58,000 deaths. So you end up being over 110,000 off from that statement, not even close to being correct. But he just that was on teleprompter. Someone's put that in the teleprompter and he read it because he is the Ron Burgundy of American politicians. He would say anything he put in his teleprompter.
I like that Ron Burgundy part. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Look, and somebody just said that 25th Amendment any day now. So DMMZ, you're right. They're going to do that. Then what do we get? Chris, really? The person that kept more black men in prison and imprisoned more black men than any other attorney general of any other state.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, just to make sure that they had a high prison population of men that they could actually have for 20 cents an hour to satisfy the California need for labor, prison labor. Just let that sink in. Here's a person that supposedly stands up for the rights of minorities, and she keeps them imprisoned so that she can pay them 20 cents an hour to do work for the state of California.
Yeah. All true statements. All true statements. Mr. Producer, go ahead and let me know if the audio is better now. But this isn't the first time that Joe Biden made these kind of flubs. He has this card that he puts in his pocket because he can't remember the number. He can't remember the number. We've talked about this all over the campaign. He can't remember basic numbers. And when he means to say 100,000, he says 100. Or he means to say a million, he says 300 million. He just completely makes it up as he goes along. Let's play this next clip of him having just as much trouble with the note card in his pocket. Let's play cut number four.
The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way these millstones no longer mark our national mourning, these milestones, I should say, no longer mark our national mourning.
He is an empty shell of a man.
I don't know what he just said.
I don't actually know what he said either. I don't think anybody did.
Play it again.
He didn't even actually finish the sentence.
You bet, gentlemen. I'll play that in just one more time. Max, back off the main volume just a bit for you guys.
The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way these millstones no longer mark our national mourning, these milestones, I should say, no longer mark our national mourning.
The only way, and then there's a blank stare off in the distance, awkward pause, and then he says the only way to mark the millstones,
which means milestones.
Actually, I believe it's a wood, it's some kind of stone contraption that's in a water mill. Like I know what it is.
I just don't know.
When you grind down the grain into flour, yeah. It's the millstone.
Yeah.
So again, he's talking about COVID-19, but he is talking about, I guess, Middle Ages agriculture. This is what happens when you have the potatoes. POTUS. POTUS is POTUS. It's the abbreviation for President of the United States. He's the potatoes because his brain is a potato.
Hey, I don't even know if we can actually say that, though. Are we allowed to actually say potatoes?
Yeah, he's potatoes.
Are you sure? I mean, they've basically made it impossible for us to say anything. So I'm just wondering if we can.
He's the potatoes.
Oh, he's a potatoes. I'm okay with him being the potatoes, but I'm just trying to figure out what they're going to try and strike us for next. I mean, they went back to 2015 to get you off because they knew that you were at CPAC.
They'll get me for calling the president a vegetable. No. I'll get fact checked. No, the president is not a starchy vegetable.
No.
How dare you? He was elected legitimately, even though no one's even.
I'm telling you, can't. You cannot say
the fact check would say.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying the fact check would say, how dare you call him a starchy vegetable?
Hey, we want to stay up.
He received more votes than anyone ever.
Guys,
like, that's what the fact check
is. Just so you know, Max is typically the one that does all of the videos. And posts on Conservative Daily on Facebook. So if I get these phone calls, say, Joe, take that down as I start posting things and doing videos on Conservative Daily. I don't know how we get banned. How are we going to get banned? We're telling the truth.
We're going to get banned. You're going to post a meme.
I'm going to post.
We're going to get banned. And I'm not even, going to be allowed to take it down because I'm banned.
Hey, listen, I plan on doing the best I can with what I have. Which means
we're going to get banned.
Believes in the First Amendment.
Which means we're going to get banned. So he has the millstones, which he's supposed to say milestone, but again, he's talking about Middle Ages agriculture. Let's listen to a little bit more gibberish. Let's play cut number five.
Let me reiterate our support for the release of the detained in China, two Canadians, Michael Spavor and Michael Kovring, excuse me. Human beings are not bartering chips.
So it's fine. You read the teleprompter, you get off a little bit. That's fine. But you can see he's straining to get this out. He's straining to actually read it. And in a statement that's supposed to be condemning the Chinese for basically imprisoning people, he starts off by saying that he's going to fight for the detained Chinese. It's just, it's one thing to mess up a name, but he's phoning it in. He's completely scripted. Nothing is actually legitimate. Nothing. It's not anything he believes from the heart. And when he actually does start talking from the heart, he accidentally drops an N-bomb.
Right. Well, so, it should tell you exactly what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it should tell you potatoes. Think about this. If he can't have a single thought that is his own thought, where are we as a country? We already know where we're at. So I have to leave, Max. I have to actually go do a I have a meeting that I have to go to. So I'm going to leave this with Max. But I wanted to give you guys just a final thought from me today. That is, we're not just fighting the left. We're fighting the left Republicans that are actually shrouding the left. So they're actually doing everything that they can to support the left. And they wear the badge saying that they're a Republican, or they wear the badge and say that they're standing up for the rights that we have as Americans, but they're not doing that at all. They're not doing that at all. They're absolutely doing zero in order to protect the interest. Because if they were doing something to protect the interest in this country, they would have some sort of effect. They would be able to rally people behind them. But there's no cohesion. And there's no cohesion on purpose. Mitch McConnell is a traitor to this country. I'm sorry. That's what I feel. He is a traitor to this country. He's not a wishy-washy, I don't have a spine. He has a spine. His spine is aligned with the left. So he's either compromised, which is 100% a plausible reason for why he's doing what he's doing. Or he never stood for the conservatives or the Republicans anyway. But that is the problem that we have all over our nation. All over our nation. Every state. You know, we have some that stand up. You know, Ted Cruz stands up. Jim Jordan stands up. You know, Lauren Boebert stands up in Colorado. But for the most part, we have an ineffective group of leaders at nearly every level. And the establishment in the GOP is propping these people up, which means the establishment is compromised. So it was said to me, Max, as a parting comment, it was said to me, they wrote a hit piece on me, and in it they said that Joe Altman is dangerous to not just the left, but he's dangerous to politics across the country. Mm. And you know what? I am dangerous to politics across the country because I don't care about politics. What I care about is the American people. What I care about is generations I'll never meet. What I care about is opportunity for my kids. That's what I care about. So I'm here at CPAC, and obviously I'll give you an update later, and I'll try to do some videos later. But I'm here at CPAC to identify those people that actually do want to stand up for the values that we have as Americans, that are truly constitutionalists, that truly want to stand up for what's right inside of our society. See, we have societal norms for a reason,
right? So if you stand up for that, great. And if we stand up together, they can't stop us. But if we want to rely on or lean back and watch our leaders on the in the Republicans actually do something for us, they won't, because 90% of them are trash. They're just like the left. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. Trump did not fight just the left. He was fighting the right. He was fighting people that were in the GOP that couldn't stand up. You want to know why they didn't stand up? Because they weren't truly Republicans. They weren't true for, to the values that we represent as a country, right? They're not for it. That's why we have an erosion right now. It's because our leadership is blocking. They're actually blocking and tackling for the left, for the radical left. And they create, they want to act like there's this divide. There is, the divide's not there because they're on that side. They're not doing anything to help us as a country. They're not putting kids back in school because they're on that side. Because if they were on our side, they would surely stand up and they would surely do what is right for not only parents, but for kids too. They don't care. We are dealing with a unified party on the radical left. They are letting them destroy our country. So I'm here to find people that will stand against that. If the loudest voice we have is Candace Owens standing up and all of our leaders are not doing anything to defend the position that she takes, then we don't have a GOP. We can rebuild it, but we have to get rid of every part of the establishment, every part of it. That means the power brokers that think that they run things all the way down. They all have to go, which means you have to run for office. You have to run for office. Like in Pennsylvania, we have teachers running for, or parents running for the school board. Because they're like, hey, if the only way I'm going to get my kids back to school is get on the school board to stop this madness, that's what I'm going to do. And you have to do the same thing at every single level. And as they attack me, it gives me fire. That means I'm over the target. So yeah, I am dangerous to politics and you should be dangerous as well.
It's pretty funny that if only it wasn't for Joe Altman, we'd have nice politics. If it wasn't for this businessman in Colorado who's organizing local Colorado
hey, the Coomer
resistance.
The Coomer checked in on YouTube, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Coomer.
He's happy we're back. And we're back on YouTube, at least for today.
Well, I can't imagine we won't, because I'm gonna check myself on YouTube, or we just won't go live on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can actually just do yourselves a favor and just move over to DLive or some of the other places that you're actually going to hear this podcast. So that's my parting moment, my parting comment for you. I got to tell you, I'm here. I'm fired up. I think CPAC's going to be great this year. We got a lot of great people that are here. I got a chance to meet some people. We have some special guests that we're going to have on that I've been that meeting, one of which is a guy that lives in DC and has a podcast and does great things. And so he'll be a surprise sometime in the next week or so. So anyway, God bless you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow and you'll see some videos. I'll go live a few times. All right.
We will be banned. We will not be banned. You might drop a slur.
I will drop a slur. I did.
Only one Joe is going to drop a slur today.
Left Republicans.
Only one Joe is going to drop a slur today, and it was already Joe Biden.
I would never; those words would never come out of my mouth, right?
But definitely, all these definitely not at a Munich people, security conference.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. All right. God bless.
All right. Just make sure you don't knock over any of the equipment.
Yeah.
On your way out.
All right.
It's hodgepodge together. So let's don't do that. That's okay. Don't undo it. Just no. You're going to make a noise. Just Joe rips the mic off of the mic cable as he leaves, causing a loud sound. So we talk about Republicans. We're here at CPAC. Not every Republican is happy that Donald Trump is going to be speaking at CPAC, and he will be here on Sunday speaking, closing out the whole thing. Let's go ahead and see what Liz Cheney had to say about him joining. Again, you just hit it. I told you not to hit it, and you hit it. You almost just knocked over. Just go. Go to your meeting. Let's play cut number 9, Mr. Producer.
Yes, he should.
Congresswoman Cheney?
That's up to CPAC. I've been clear my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
So just think about that. You have the number three House Republican, can't even just say no comment, right? She can't even just say no comment. We're not going to talk about this, or I've already made my thoughts clear. She actually had to go out there and say that Donald Trump has no business speaking at CPAC, a conference she was not invited to, and a conference that, that Mike Pence turned down when he wasn't really invited to. I mean, this is still Donald Trump's party. You walk around this hotel and it's very obvious that it's still Donald Trump's party. The establishment doesn't want it to be. They are desperate to change that. But that clip, wanted to play it because it absolutely lines up with what Joe's saying. The left Republicans, leftist Republicans, or as he calls them, trans Republicans. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. So lots of people in the comments section saying we are taking Joe Biden's statement out of context, that we are trying to apply some kind of evil intent to Joe Biden. Mr. Producer, we're going to play this again. We're going to play it again. We'll play it a couple times over the course. This is only going to be an hour podcast because we have this together on a shoestring setup, and I don't want to tempt fate and go too long. But just, Mr. Producer, let's play it again. Cut number two with the YouTube subtitles.
On together is broad and complex. And I'm eager to hear Nigger to hear next from my good friends.
And then let's also put up image number two. Image number two. If anyone, again, I'm not saying he meant to drop the word, but the word he dropped absolutely is what you see on that screen. Like, there are times where closed captioning is way off. This isn't one of those times. And if Donald Trump had ever put two words together that came even close to that word, oh my God, there would have been violence in the streets. There would have been riots. There would have been destruction. Cities would have burned down. Media would have said it was a slightly, mostly peaceful protest, but people would have died if Donald Trump ever strung together two words and it came out like that. Even if he didn't mean it, even if it was just an accident, right? Even if he just choked on something, a piece of gum, and accidentally said it, it would be a death blow. They would never stop covering it. The fact that Joe Biden did it, and it's not even a story. It's not even a story. Should again tell you all you need to know about the mainstream media and how they are going to cover it. You know, Donald Trump would have been shot. They would have resurrected him just so they could shoot him again for saying something like that. But with Joe Biden, it's different. He can do whatever he wants because he is the potatus. He is the potatus. So let's see if we can break our setup today. 888-441-1121. Let's add another bit to the mix here and see if we can just completely destroy our two laptop setup here.
Thanks, Max.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, Joe threw his AirPods out of his ears in disgust because he didn't want to hear himself. We're going to try and figure out all of this for tomorrow when we're actually at CPAC. I thought we were good. We sound checked everything, and then we try to come on, and it was just not working. So apologize for the beginning of the audio troubles. We're hoping I'm going to make a run to Best Buy after this, pick up some mic stands. Because, Mr. Producer, this is a good time to apologize. How many mic stands did you include in the box?
There was nothing fits in the box, but you did have at least
one. Well, there's one mic stand. There's one mic stand. One little guy.
It was a solo setup for just you? That's what I'm
going
with?
I know. I don't know. It's not Mr. Producer's fault. We had to borrow this setup from our friends at DCF Guns, and basically we had to use whatever they had.
Which is very
kind of them. It's not Mr. Producer's fault. Yeah, it's not Mr. Producer's fault. It's DCF Guns' fault. If you're ever in Castle Rock, go in and shoot at the range and buy some of their affordably priced guns and tell them how it's their fault. Also, a great time to remind everyone that we're doing a gun giveaway this month. If we can put up that image, Mr. Producer, we're giving away an FMK Elite Pro Plus handgun. $650 value. Yes, that is a threaded barrel. Yes, it comes with a red dot sight. So there's a link in the description. If you haven't already, sign up. We'll be doing that drawing on March 19th. We're going to also be advertising here at CPAC. Went and got this printed. So when we are there at Media Row, this will be on in front of our table. So anyone walking by can feel free to enter as well. So again, our call number 888-441-1121 if you want to join the show. What do you think about this? Do you think Joe Biden actually said that? Do you think it's being blown out of proportion? What do you think the media would have done to Donald Trump if he had said something like that? Would he have been able to get away with it the way Joe Biden has? And Mr. Producer, you can go ahead and just text me if we have a caller. Again, anyone just joining, I got suspended from Facebook for 3 days. Facebook message is how me and Mr. Producer tend to run the show. So when things are amiss, he messages me over Facebook message. And I fix it, but I can't get on Facebook message because I blamed Obama for ISIS genocide. Yeah, that's not even an exaggeration. Yeah, I blamed Obama policies for genocidal massacres. So I'm banned. Suspended for 2 days and 22 hours, to be exact. The media, the left knows that Joe Biden, there's something up there. Because Democrats are also trying to get Joe Biden to relinquish his control over our nuclear weapons. Put up image number 3, Mr. Producer. This is the letter that was sent to President Biden by a number of Democrats, urging him to give up his unilateral authority to fire our nuclear weapons. I don't remember them doing this for Trump. They claimed that Trump was one meltdown away from nuclear annihilation. But it's very interesting that they're now asking Joe Biden to hand it over. Why don't they trust the potatoes to save us, to keep us safe? Really, really interesting. I want to make sure we can all see who exactly signed this. So put up image number 4, Mr. Producer. You have Jimmy Panetta. You have Ted Lieu. Now put up image number 5. Here's the bulk of it. Let me scroll up. I can't even scroll up. You can see all the names there. All the names. All Democrats who... Donald Beyer, Earl... I'm not even going to pronounce... I can't even pronounce half these names. Democrats growing a conscience and realizing that Joe Biden shouldn't have the authority to launch a preemptive nuclear strike when he can't even go off teleprompter for a minute without dropping a racial slur. Interesting. 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 So we're here at CPAC. And I'll tell you that people are wearing their masks, but the number of signs up demanding that you wear masks, I've never seen anything like this. It is not possible to walk through this hotel. I mean, the hallways are different, but like the main areas, you cannot turn 90 degrees without seeing a sign demanding that you wear your mask. I took a flight yesterday. I talked about this. I posted this before I was suspended, that there were on the intercom in the airport threats to fine people if they weren't wearing their masks. One guy, I don't even know his name. He's going to go down as a legend. He wasn't wearing a mask going through the whole airport. Instead, he just carried a family size bag of sour cream and onion chips. And every time someone yelled at him to put his mask on, he just lifted up his bag and said, "No, I'm eating," and just went on his way. That guy is the unsung hero of all of this. And I was shocked that he got to work. They forced him to put on his mask boarding the aircraft. But once he was on the aircraft, he just went right back to eating his chips. That's one way to do something good out of your binge eating. But we're here in Florida, and it's like the hotel wants us to be here, but also doesn't want us to be here. It's like they're really happy about getting all this business, but they don't like the people who are giving them the business. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little overly sensitive, but it doesn't seem all that hospitable. I've been to conferences. I've been to CPAC before when it was in Maryland. I've been to other conferences where one group takes over an entire hotel. And usually the hotel is happy that they're there. Usually they at least pretend to be interested about in whatever the conference is about. Here, not so much. Maybe that'll change but we'll have to see. I did see one woman on the plane wearing three masks. Very interesting. I didn't know that was a thing. Apparently, we've graduated from two masks onto three. And in case anyone's questioning, yes, she also was wearing a face shield. So she is the most protected of all of us. The most protected. Joy on the YouTube comment says, they want your money, but not you. Yeah, that's pretty much it. They want our money, but they don't want us to be here. And in order to be here, we had to sign terms and conditions saying that if we're ever caught on the premises not wearing a mask when we should be, we can be immediately kicked out, no refund, and we're just gone. So it's I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if that's normal at all, but that's what's going on down here in Florida. And I know that not all of Florida is like this. Maybe it's a Hilton thing. I don't know. But I thought it was a little bit more free here. And maybe it'll get better. I don't know. I mean, we went out to eat last night, and that was the first time I've actually gone into a restaurant in a year. Not for lack of trying, just because my wife was pregnant and we just never really wanted to go. When you have a newborn, you're not exactly you're going to take that newborn out to a restaurant with or without COVID. So I hadn't been to a restaurant in a year, and I get in and all of a sudden we're allowed to take off our masks. I know that people have talked about it, but is that really just how it works? As soon as you cross the threshold into the restaurant, or as soon as you get within 2 feet of the table, you can just take off your mask. Like the virus just goes away. Is that really just what's been going on this whole time? It's just like, I mean, the potato chip guy, is that really just how it works? If you're ever just holding a bag of chips, the mask rules don't apply. Is it really that simple that you can just never stop eating and therefore never have to wear a mask? I mean, why aren't people just getting like the football helmets that fans wear in the stands with the two cans of beer on each side with a little curly straw into their mouth? I mean, is that the loophole? I don't know. But apparently that's how it works. Apparently, if you're in the process of eating or drinking, the threat of the virus just disappears. I don't know. And yeah, I know Orlando is a blue area of Florida. There are much redder areas than Orlando, that's for sure. But you would think that an area that is so dependent on tourism, right, so dependent on people coming to visit and spending their money. Like, we went out to eat, and I didn't get it, but it was a steakhouse. They had four steak options, and they were all over $40, which is fine. I mean, that's a nice steakhouse. But to, like, to actively hate the people that you want to go buy the steaks, like, it's such a weird paradox. I know we're talking about Joe Biden, so we're gonna keep talking about that and just the lunacy of all of it, but maybe I just haven't been getting out enough. Maybe you guys have all experienced this, and it's just the rush of me getting it all in like a 48-hour period that is just overwhelming. But it's just the whole thing. It just seems so ridiculous. None of it makes any sense. You get in an elevator, and they have these little circles. Four little circles, each corner of the elevator, and says, stand here for social distancing. You get in the elevator, and what happens? You have four people in the elevator. Who gets in the middle? The bellhop. The bellhop just ignores the circles. Anthony Fauci would be so pissed. He'd be so pissed. Anthony Fauci would not like what's going on down here at all. But it's just, they have these rules, and then they violate the rules, or they make up these rules to let you violate the rules if you're eating or drinking. It's just, they're just doing it just to do it. And the hotel is like going along with it, like double layered plexiglass at the sign-in. Like, does it really need to be like a half inch thick? Are we going to also be shooting you? Like, and you go online and you read about what they're doing to keep everyone safe. Like, we have installed plexiglass everywhere. Like, okay. So then why do I also have to wear the mask when I'm talking to you at check-in? If you're wearing a mask and there's plexiglass, why do I need to also wear the mask? None of it makes sense. It's just, you have to do it. And if you don't do it, you get kicked out. The circles, though. Oh, my God. the circles, four circles. No more than four people on the elevator, and then the bellhop just jumps on as number five. Doesn't even care. I don't get it. Maybe you can call in and explain to me, because I think the problem here is that I haven't gone to a hotel in a year, haven't really gone to dinner in a year, and I'm seeing all of this that I've already heard about, but experiencing it all firsthand, it's just so stupid. I don't get it. I don't get it. And like, I flew Southwest, and I'll tell you, like, I wish I wore a mask every time I went on a plane, because every time I go on a plane, I get sick. Why? Because people who are sick fly, and they cough and they sneeze, and you're basically in a airtight tube flying through the sky, giving you recycled air. Every time I go on a plane, I get sick. So like, yeah, I'll wear a mask on a plane. Like, I might even do that after this, because I'm just tired of always getting the flu every time I travel, right? But you get on the plane, and Southwest, they used to leave the center seat open. They used to leave the center seat open for social distancing. Well, last year, they posted like a $1.2 or $1.4 billion shortfall for one quarter. So all of a sudden, the middle seat's open, is being filled again, right? So we had social distancing. They lost money and said, oh, no more social distancing. So they're packing you in like sardines. And then they say, you don't have to wear the mask if you eat the peanuts. And then they give everyone the peanuts. What am I missing here? It's one thing to say like, oh, we recommend that you wear your mask so you don't get sick or you don't spread germs. And we'll let you, if you have to take a sip of your water, take it off briefly and then put it back on. But then they're giving food around to everyone. They're giving water to everyone. like what's going on? It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting again. I just experiencing all of this in one day where it's just, there's just so many loopholes, and the people enforcing it are actively encouraging you to use the loopholes. And that one guy just eating a bag of chips, and that's like his mass prevention. I don't know. Just maybe I'm just like, it's just so stupid. I don't know. Call in 888-441-1121. We can talk about this, or we can talk about Joe Biden's slur, which, yes, he did say that. He absolutely did say that. and the fact that the closed captioning computers did it. Yeah, it's he said it. So 888-441-1121 is our number. Getting a lot of troll calls, apparently. A lot of troll calls. So if you want to get in for a real call, keep calling. We'll get through the troll calls. We're going to have to figure out how to get past those trolls. Ms. Producer, this is your homework. It's not due tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We got to figure out a way to block people, to block numbers.
Well, I was trying the troll filter, and the troll filter wasn't working. So I was trying some of those other things you recommended, and then I threw the phone.
Yeah. So we use VoIP, and I'm pretty sure you can block numbers. So eventually these trolls will run out of numbers to use, and they'll stop. So we got to figure out how to do that. But if you want to get on, 888-441-1121, keep trying, and we will get you through. I don't know. It's just it was an exhausting day of travel yesterday. And I mean, half of that's my fault. Because whenever I have an early morning flight, I don't really sleep the night before because I'm terrified of sleeping through it and missing it. But just that whole experience, and then seeing Joe Biden with the N-word, and then we can't do a podcast on it because we're traveling, and then watching CNN in the airport, waiting for that breaking news, Joe Biden drops N-word, and it never came, right? Because of course it would never come. Why would they want to tell you the truth? And seeing all the mass stuff, it's mentally exhausting. Absolutely mentally exhausting. And yeah, it really is. People asking, why am I talking about this? Yeah, it's just it's been a weird experience. But we're excited to be here at CPAC. We should be at Media Row tomorrow. So my job tonight is to make sure I get over to Best Buy or Walmart or whatever and just pick up the $3 headphone splitter so that we don't have to go through this again, and the $5 tabletop microphone stand, just so we don't have to do the whole holding and moving things away, and we can both hear and not have to worry about it. So I'm going to do that tonight. It's apologies. We're just trying to make sure that we stay going live, because it was bad enough that we had to miss one day. So on that whole theme, you might think I'm getting off topic, but I'm actually not. It's a segue. It's a segue because I did actually have a clip prepared for talking about this. Anthony Fauci said something yesterday that I shouldn't have been all that surprised at. I shouldn't have been all that surprised at, but it was still stunning to hear that even if you get vaccinated, you're still not allowed to go to a movie theater or an indoor restaurant. Let's go ahead and play that clip. I think that's clip number 8, Mr. Producer. I don't have it in front of me.
There are certain aspects of being vaccinated and what that means to you personally and your own personal safety and that of your family versus what vaccines will allow you to do in society. One relates to you yourself being vaccinated, and the other relates to the number of people and the relative percentage of people in society that will be vaccinated, because there will be things that you will not be able to do because the burden of virus in society will be very high, which it is right now. Even though we're going way down on the decline that Dr. Walensky showed you, we are still at an unacceptably high baseline level, with the 7-day average being quite high. So there are things, even if you're vaccinated, that you're not going to be able to do in society. For example, indoor dining, theaters, places where people congregate. That's because of the safety of society. You yourself, what you can do when you are together with another person, we are looking at that. And we're going to try and find out very quickly what recommendations could be made about what people can do. One of the things that's universal here that we know, that at this point in time, it is unclear whether when you get vaccinated and you might be protected from clinical disease, which is the primary endpoint of the vaccine studies, that you could conceivably be infected, have virus in your nasopharynx, and at that same time have no symptoms, which is the reason why we recommend and say you still need.
So the idea of even if everyone in the room is vaccinated, you still can't watch a movie in a movie theater. It's they're never going to let us get back to our life. They're never, unless of course you have a bag of chips, which is apparently the loophole. They're never going to let us get back to our lives. This is the new normal, right? We see this over and over and over again of complaining like, oh, this is the new normal. They really don't want to let us get past this. They're not going to let us get back to our lives. Tamara on Facebook, I apologize. Usually I respond to people on Facebook. I can't because I'm suspended. I just tried to and completely forgot, asking where she can get all of the list of speakers for CPAC. There's an app, the CPAC 2021 app. You can get that on the App Store or on Google Play Store if you have an Android phone. So we do have a caller. We have Lynn wants to say what she thinks Joe Biden was trying to say in that clip. Lynn, welcome to the show. Lynn, are you there? Oh, we had her and we lost her. All right, Mr. Bruce, if she comes back, I think she was listening somewhere and didn't have it on speakerphone. If you can get her back, we'll bring her on. It's just all so crazy, right? It's like, go get the vaccine. The vaccine is going to keep you safe. And like, oh, well, even if everyone's vaccinated, you still can't go because you might have a little virus inside of your nose, your navel cavity. It's just, this. At some point, we have to be able to call a spade, right? We have to be able to call a spade. Like, the restaurant industry is destroyed. It is on its last leg, not because of any mistake they made, but because of what's been imposed on them And this guy is up there saying 2022 is when people can go to indoor restaurants again. How does this guy still have a job? Like, even if that is the correct sound policy, which I don't think it would be, the way he just delivered it, it's just like, oh, well, you might have a single virus particle in your nose. If that's the standard, then we're never going to reopen this country. Unless, of course, you have a bag of Lay's potato chips. So Mr. Producer thinks that Lynn is back. Let's go ahead and put her on. Lynn, are you there?
No, Max, she has just walked away. As I was trying to tell you that.
She dropped away too. Oh my goodness. Okay.
This is there. She was listening, but she walked away and missed her chance. So, I mean, we're trying to give folks a chance to get a hold of you.
Yeah, this is fitting for how the show is going overall today. It makes sense. So 888-441-1121, if you want to call in, feel free to. We're probably only going to go for about an hour today, maybe a little bit more, just because now seeing what we need to accomplish tomorrow, I need to make sure that I head out. People saying don't go to Walmart, don't go to Best Buy, things like that. I don't really have a choice. I mean, these are things that I would love to be able to order, but there's really not a boutique kind of shop, mom and pop shop for audio equipment within a stone's throw of the hotel. So we're gonna have to shop at places that we might not otherwise want to in order to get what we need to keep the show going tomorrow. So we started with the Joe Biden thing, and it's real. Like, he is losing his mind. And yet he's also trying to become the moral authority on COVID-19. Even though apparently whenever a president's in office, they're responsible for every single death that's occurred on their watch. Apparently Joe Biden's killed about 100,000 people. But media isn't reporting that. Or just like the media isn't reporting the fact that he's now putting kids in cages again. Oh, no, sorry. Shipping containers with bars on the windows. Not a cage, shipping container with a bar on the window. Did you see how it's the entire last year was just complete BS? Everything in the last 4 years, the media with their pearl clutching and their moral superiority, it was complete BS. It was all just designed to get Trump out of office by any means necessary. Lie, 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 lie. Because if they actually cared about kids being kept in cages, which they weren't cages, they were facilities where the walls were just chain link fence. Like, it wasn't cages. It wasn't like a dog rescue shelter where each individual kid is in like a single cage. They were in a big room with all the different migrant children, illegal alien children, and just the wall was a chain link fence. Make you think like it's like a circus act or something, like a circus animal in a cage. If they really cared, they'd also have a problem with the fact that now Biden's putting them in shipping containers. Are shipping containers really all that better? I mean, they were called concentration camps under Trump. Now they're being called overflow facilities. Like, the language, the words they use to try and get out of actually having to criticize, it's stunning. The verbal gymnastics. William on YouTube says pods so they can be shipped easily. I don't even know if they're shipping them. I don't know. No one knows. Listen, if Donald Trump was putting kids in shipping containers, the left would have been up in arms. They would have been up in arms. But Joe Biden does it, so it is all good. R. Beggood says all the conservative outlets are talking about the Joe slur. Yeah, because the president of the United States, the potatoes, slurred his words and ended up accidentally saying a racial slur. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So we have that. We have Joe Biden trying to be this moral superiority, but his brain is also leaving him. He doesn't have the ability to string together a sentence without embarrassing himself, mumbling incoherently, lying, misrepresenting numbers, or, yes, accidentally dropping the worst racial slur of all. But he's signing off on it. He's signing off on the policies, right? Just today, I was looking, he rescinded four or five Trump executive orders with no explanation. One of them was literally titled, like, restoring our inner cities and giving people upward mobility. And Biden just canceled it. Right? Just done. This man can't even put together a sentence, and yet he is deciding federal policy? Come on. It's not a surprise that the left is also trying to get rid of the nuclear weapons, take the nuclear weapons out of his hand. I have a hard time believing that anyone could have possibly sat down with Joe Biden and said, you know what, yeah, this guy should have the authority to do a unilateral first nuclear strike. No, I guarantee you that no one involved thinks it's a good idea for him to have the nuclear football with the launch codes. And the left, listen, bless their heart, they're actually trying to rip it out of his hands. So bless their heart. So he doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's still pushing the policies. And then when you actually get out there, again, maybe it's just because I didn't go to a restaurant for a year, the policies are just complete BS. It's optics. It's for optics' sake. Like, we were at the restaurant, and they actually, the recommendation was that we mask up whenever the hostess or the waitress comes by. So we could literally be mid-bite, and we're expected to put down our utensil and mask up? No. And no one did it. No one in the restaurant was doing that. I mean, that's just because it's CPAC, but no one in the restaurant was doing that. It's just so BS. None of it makes any sense. And yes, this is coming from someone who understands the basic concept of, if you're going to cough, maybe put something in between your cough and another person. It's not an alien concept. We've all been taught to cough into our arm, cough into our hand, cough into our elbow, cough into a handkerchief. It's a basic concept. But we've taken that concept and allowed it just to run unsupervised, unrestrained, to the point where we have little circles in the elevator saying you must stand on the circle when you go up or down. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. I do want to let everyone know my son, Max Jr., has a YouTube channel now. I believe it's called Max Jr.'s Dinosaurs. Max Jr. Dinosaurs. He's making these dinosaur videos with me and my wife, and he's really happy about it. He's really into dinosaur toy videos. We bought him all these dinosaur toys, but he much rather watch other people play with dinosaur toys. It's a very strange phase he's going through. So we're trying to get him to create his own dinosaur toy videos so that we can stop watching paid advertising by Mattel. So if you feel so inclined, head over to Max Jr. Dinosaurs on YouTube and give them a subscribe. Give them hit that bell for notifications. Very important. And you know what? The content is getting better. But if you ever just want to watch some dinosaur toys battling, that is definitely the place to go to. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. We're back for now. Maybe we're gone tomorrow. Who knows? But we're back for now. So subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, take this opportunity to go through our description and click the links there to find other ways, subscribe to other ways to reach us. Because YouTube will probably ban us again, and the next time we get suspended is for 2 weeks. So maybe we said something today that's going to get us banned. Who knows? But if you're watching on YouTube, can't guarantee we'll always be there. So take the time, find the other ways to watch us, and make sure you subscribe there as well. We're also on Facebook. Make sure you like and follow our Facebook page. I'm suspended there too. So can't comment to you, can't reply to you, but I am reading it. And we do appreciate that. And we're on DLive as well. Link to that. That's kind of our fallback in case we get banned from both. Make sure you check out DLive. We're also, the audio version of the podcast is also available. Make sure you subscribe to the audio version on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Podbean. All great places to watch. Help us prove the numbers so we can get more advertisers, grow the show, and get a little bit more equipment so that we can do things like this. Take the show on the road. This is kind of a test to see if we can do it. Hopefully we succeed. I know we're trying to get some interviews during CPAC, so that should be good. And we'll be live through CPAC Might have to do different times. We'll let you know if we do. But we will be going live from the CPAC floor. We're also on Gab TV. Make sure you check that out. Gab TV is growing pretty fast, and we only have 7 videos up by now. But that's a place where the videos will stay, and they will not be censored. They will not be taken down. So make sure you head over to that link for Gab TV and subscribe. Also on Rumble, please do that as well. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. My name is Max McGuire. Remember, everyone, that the fight to take back our country isn't over yet, but the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.